Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's on his way to one winning drive. Ravens OTAs, it's third day of said week. Back at it tomorrow and then next week, mandatory minicamp. Ravens, one of the last teams to go through mandatory minicamp and then training camp. Date to be determined, late July, early August. We know that. And then the NFL season will be upon us in a big, big way. We're going to be talking about Aaron Rodgers coming up here, NFL lunch style, top of the hour, a little more so with Ryan Wilson from CBSSports.com. But Roger Rosengarten met with the media yesterday out there at One Winning Drive, talking about his offseason, his prep for this upcoming season, starting right tackle, entering his second year in the National Football League. Ravens lose to the Bills. So, Rosengarten, how quickly did you get back to work?
Yeah. You know, after last season, I know I wanted to immediately take a little time off, but it was immediately hit the gates for me, personally, physically, getting in the weight room, getting faster, bigger, faster, stronger, and just building on to year two, because now I know I got the ropes and everything, and, you know, this is where my confidence and my play starts to really take its next level step. So,
now, when he made his debut against Kansas City last year, Nolan, kind of forced into the fire, if you will, did not look good. Chris Jones was kind of all over him like a Kmart suit. The Ravens offense was a little bit discombobulated as they were still trying to figure out where you could line up legally. The first drive of the game, there were tons of flags. Ravens still wound up scoring a touchdown, by the way, on that first drive. But Rosengarten, we're going to hear a little bit more from him, got himself in better shape in the offseason. His last game in college, he was getting worked in the championship game. But he was kind of an asset to this team, him and Fa'alele on that right side. And Fa'alele still young in his career, Rosengarten entering year number two. They're both big, massive guys, controllable for now. I think there's a pretty strong upside on that side of the line for John Harbaugh.
Yeah, I think maybe the bigger surprise would have been, at least for me, how fast he kind of developed into at least a average right tackle. Because the Ravens really needed it. And they knew going into last offseason that they were going to create some holes. They didn't bring back Zeitler. Didn't bring back Moses. They already had the left guard job up for grabs. So, I mean, you didn't know what Ronnie Stanley was going to do. It was nothing but question marks besides Linderbaum. And what did they do in the draft? Well, they waited until the second round to draft an O-lineman, and that was their only O-line pick. So, as soon as the draft ended, the weight of the world was on Roger Rosengarten's shoulders. He has to be the guy, and he has to be the guy right away, which, whether you think that's fair or not for a second-round pick, that's a whole different debate. But for him to start becoming a starter by week four, and for people to be calling for it, more so because Fa'alele was a mess at right tackle. But, I mean, people were pretty actively calling for Rosengarten to be the right tackle starter. So he lived up to it. I've got extremely high hopes for him moving forward.
Now, as far as Rosengarten himself is concerned, you're coming into year number two, and I guess the confidence level is where?
I mean, actually, I think last year, I, nobody was kind of a harsh word for myself. I'd much rather say I know I'm a rookie, but, you know, just going into this year, you know, it's I'm going to play way more confidence, so going to go against a lot of good teams, a lot of good players, so I'm excited for it.
I mean, the quarterback list that the Ravens are playing in 2025 is pretty impressive right out of the gate with the MVP of the league in Josh Allen. Whether or not he should have won it, that's another argument we can get into, because Lamar should have won it, but Josh Allen did. And last game the Ravens played in 24/25 was a loss in Buffalo. And they've got some pieces that can make things interesting for you. What, Joey Bosa, they got him in the offseason. If he can make it through training camp, that sort of thing. But the Buffalo Bills, they'll bring the heat. But Roger Rosengarten sounds like a guy, at least on June 10th was yesterday, that seems to be ready for said challenge here.
Yeah, and he should be. I thought he showed himself decently well against some of the great guys in the AFC North last year. You know, I mean, held his own against the TJ Watts and I guess the Myles Garretts of the world. And I mean, look, if there was some growing pains early on, I think at least by the second half of the season, he was playing his best football. So you're looking for that linear progression. He definitely showed it. It wasn't one step forward, two steps back. I think there's a lot to like here. I mean, he showed me more than I thought he would last year, I guess is my main takeaway.
Now, with Rosengarten, there was talk maybe that if Ronnie Stanley left, that he could, you know, move from right tackle to where he did a fine job as a rookie. Whole different animal over there on the left side, but it's a moot point now because Ronnie's back, and I guess, Roger, you're cool with that?
I mean, I remember I was on, I took a small vacation with my family, and I was texting Ronnie and calling him every day. I was like, hey, man, I was like, left side's looking real good. Just because, you know, I thought we had a really good dynamic duo of me and him and just bouncing off each other from left to right. So, you know, I think it all played out at the end of the day, and, you know, it's glad he's back for sure.
Now, we look at Stanley Voorhees, assumed starter, Linderbaum. Who knows if this contract stuff becomes a problem for him. Fa'alele, and then Rosengarten. Young, for the most part, with the exception of Ronnie, who's not a dinosaur by any stretch of the imagination. But he's up there. He's been in the league for pushing 10 years now. But that offensive line, in theory, Nolan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Health permitting, as usual, could this be maybe one of the best in the history of the organization, or is that a little June hyperbole here before minicamp starts?
Well, I don't even know where to begin, like, trying to determine what year would be. I mean, and the Ravens do have a pretty rich history of quality O-linemen. They usually hit with their premium picks there and even find a gem in a mid-round, like a Marshall Yanda every once in a while. So they've had great O-line play really throughout their entire history. What year's the best? Hard to say. I mean, for me, the biggest thing with this O-line beyond health is the penalties, which has become a big talking point, and, yes, and rightfully so. I mean, that's the one way they were shooting themselves in the foot last year, and everyone keeps saying it. Nobody beat the Ravens. The Ravens beat themselves. So that would be case in point one. And two, protect Lamar Jackson. Obviously, he can escape a lot of danger more than maybe on any other quarterback in the league. But last year, sacked 23 times. That was pretty nice change from a year prior where he was sacked 37 times. So again, same type group coming back. I'd expect somewhere in that same 20 sack ballpark, which would be good enough.
Now we talk about, or I do, the Ravens offense potential to maybe be the greatest in the history of football. Since they invented the game of football, this could be the best offense of all time. But you mentioned the penalties. That is going to be a key thing to watch, and the coaches are very, not concerned, but they understand, you know, second and two becomes second and 12, as we were talking about yesterday with Kevin Ostreicher. So that has to be, you know, maintained, curbed, because during the Lamar era, Ravens don't get blown out, but they lose. I mean, they've lost a lot. Not a lot, but relatively speaking, compared to how much they, you know, clobber other teams. But they lose because what? Penalties, turnovers, special teams miscues. They're always drop passes, like self-inflicted damage that does them in. By the way, in 2019, when they became the greatest rushing team of all time, Orlando Brown, Pro Bowl. Ronnie Stanley, Pro Bowl. Marshall Yanda, Pro Bowl. So there you go. We'll throw, you got three Pro Bowlers, then you're saying, okay, we're cool here.
And oh, yeah.
James Hurst, McCary, they were all part of the equation.
But they don't need that. And the Pro Bowl is such an arbitrary thing. I mean, just with the way it's voted on. But I think, yeah, if guys are getting recognition, it means the whole production, the whole offense is living up to their expectations. And for the penalties in particular, O-line, you know, look, there's going to be bad calls. We've got done complaining about the umps in baseball. There's going to be missed calls. It's just going to happen. But what kind of penalties? If you hold a guy when it looks like somebody's got a free pass at Lamar and is going to knock his head off, I don't have a problem with the hold there. False starts, huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
Procedural stuff, huge problem. Delay a game, I mean, that was a big issue for them 3-4 years ago. It made no sense to me.
Lamar's back there clapping and all of that.
Right. I think maybe one that I'd keep my eye on, and this is not just Ravens, this is around the league, illegal man downfield. NFL's got to do something about this. With the way quarterback play is now, RPOs, holding the ball, read option, all that stuff. You know, O-linemen drifting just a step or two farther downfield than they should, and all of a sudden a flag's getting thrown. Really has no bearing on the play. Isn't the difference between it being a home run play or not, but they're still calling it. So I'd like to see the NFL do something about that.
And real quick before we go to the break, get to buy or sell. You talk about arbitrary with a Pro Bowl. Earl Thomas was a Pro Bowler in 2019.
A lot of name recognition there.
Yeah, yes. And I think he was out of the league by the next season.
Well, yeah, he got in that fight with Chuck Clark.
There you go. When we come back, let's count some dough, buy or sell style. And then at the bottom of the hour, Jim Hunter talk about the Orioles back at it tonight against the Tigers. Casey Mize coming in with a gaudy record, but as Nolan said, workload's been kind of limited lately because he's had some struggles. Zach Eplin, the Orioles ace, he's on the hill. Birds lose last night 5-3. We were talking about them being back. No, they're not. Because they never were. Being back means you're above 500, you're in playoff, you know. Tampa's kind of back. Toronto's back. Orioles, they're still in last place, and they've actually lost ground over the last four games. What does Jim Hunter think?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.